Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the David Curtin Show. We are here for 2005, fresh in Right Think TV, the new iteration of the show. And I'm very, very excited about all the guests that I got lined up already to talk to you about various things that are going on and to tell us what they're doing to fight against the insanity of the globalist agendas which are plaguing our country and the world in general. And for my very first show, I'm delighted to have on Amanda Gazidis. Now, I have to declare that Amanda is someone that I've known for a very long time back from my teaching days, but she is now active in politics, which is fantastic. And she's doing some great work in her hometown of Glastonbury. So, Amanda, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's lovely to be here. Thanks so much for asking me on.
No, it's really good to have you on. And, you know, so now, you know, I knew you from a long, long time ago, but now you're in Glastonbury and you are active on the council. Now, are you actually on the council there, or are you just active in challenging the council like some people are doing around the country?
I am a resident who keeps a close watch on the council, should we say. So I'm not actively on there as such, but I do follow what they're doing and, you know, keep a close eye. So, but I think it's really important that the residents are sort of, you know, arm themselves with the knowledge of what's going on in their local councils and, you know, keep a close eye on them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an issue that I know that I get people talking to me from all around the country. You know, obviously, I lead the Heritage Party. We've got councillors and they see the councils in general from what I call the Uniparty, Tory, Labour, Lib Dem, Green, all acting together to implement things that they call climate emergencies or other things, implement woke policies. And the residents of the towns and the villages and the districts where these people are don't want these things, but the councillors just go ahead and do it anyway. So do you see, you're engaged in, you know, in challenging Glastonbury Town Council. So what kind of things are they doing that residents don't want?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of talk. There's a lot of distrust. The residents really don't trust them at all. And there's a lack of accountability, transparency. If you read the councillor's code of conduct, basically, they are acting far more on their own personal interests than they are following these principles that they are supposed to be following. Basically, I've been leading a campaign for the last 3 months, and I've been bringing awareness to the town about the council are actually exploring, have been exploring since 2023, the possibility of being inscribed on UNESCO World Heritage Site status. And people have been absolutely horrified because all of this was not done with any transparency or accountability. So money, 10,533 has been spent on these consultants' wages already without any knowledge of the people in the town. So when I did discover what was going on, I started a Facebook page, and at the end of October, I started a petition, which now has just reached 1,000. But what's most important, it started a whole dialogue about, does democracy actually exist when they're sitting there saying we are elected representatives of you, so we decide what is best for you. And unfortunately, what's happened in Glastonbury is we do have a green majority in the council, and it seems that they seem to have sway over what happens and what decisions are made. So that's just a little bit about the background about what's happening here.
You'd think the Green Party is all about, you know, trees and animals and fields and things, and it would be completely the opposite of going and employing and contracting management consultants. I mean, that's the sort of thing that makes me angry and a lot of people angry. You said there they spent £10,533 on some management consultants to talk about something which the people haven't been consulted on themselves and don't actually want. I mean, that's an incredible waste.
It is. And, you know, for that 10,533, they've They've created these very insulting questionnaires, which people in the town have been shocked by. And then on top of it, they've created these leaflets, which have actually taken photographs of places like Chalice Well and different places in the town. And they've had absolutely no permission. So people have been up in arms. So, you know, it's not exactly winning our confidence and our trust at all. In fact, we're up in arms about it, really. And despite us calling for public meetings and a public debate, which we've had to do ourselves, and they've actually not come to us at all about this. And, you know, it's been really deeply shocking, but we've just got to keep on, you know, sort of gathering momentum about this. And they've actually formed a working group on the 8th of January. So they are ploughing ahead with it. And they've laid out the terms of reference for that. They are going to ask us, they're coming to us to say, you can apply to be in our working group. That's the only thing that they've done.
You see, the
So,
problem
yeah.
with these working groups and things and consultants and groups and, well, what do they call them? Focus groups and stuff, is that
Yeah.
the council leads them and they direct them, and they're very clever. They know all the strategies that to use the Delphi technique to they know what the conclusion is that they want, and they get people in, and you think that you're going in, it's a blank slate. And your opinion is going to be respected. But they know that when you go into that room, from the moment you walk in, they are going to be acting on you psychologically and manipulating you in ways you
Absolutely.
don't realize to guide you towards the consensus to agree with what they've already decided. And it seems that, what you're talking about is that there is a majority on this council that wants to. Is it make Glastonbury a UNESCO World Heritage Site? Is that what this is all about?
That is right. Yeah. So they've hired these UNESCO consultants, and they've actually implemented it in Bath. And if we look at Bath, you know, they have a housing crisis. It's been terrible for Bath, and most of the people who I know who live there find it absolutely unbearable. So we have 1 million tourists already in Glastonbury, and if you look at all the UNESCO sites around the world, the UNESCO World Heritage just has not done any favors. They're suffering from over-tourism. They're suffering from commodification of their town, rentals and house prices going up astronomically. Businesses would suffer. So, I mean, I find it really, as well as doing the online petition, I stand out on the street every week and I talk to the public and I talk to also the visitors of the town. So they're aware of what is going on. But what's really shocking is that people don't really know that they can go along to the council meetings once a month. And they don't really, you know, they're not really aware of, you know, which councillors are maybe in their ward. So I've been doing a lot of disseminating information about these things so that to empower people, really. And that's what's really important.
Well, what you're doing is fantastic, and this is a thing that I find all over the country is people don't like what the councils are doing, but they have the right to go and question the councillors, and they don't know how to do it because it's so, it's like the ordinary people are down there and the council is up here somewhere. You don't know how to engage, but actually it's very, very easy once you know the process. So, everything you're doing, in Glastonbury to make people aware of how they can engage with the council and question them and challenge them, I think is fantastic, and I know there's
Thank
people
you.
all over the country doing that. So you're doing a great work there. Coming back to this UNESCO thing, I know a lot of people in Glastonbury don't want it. As far as I know, the majority don't want it, and small businesses in particular are really, really worried about how it's going to impact on them. I mean, what do small businesses think of the plan?
Well, they're horrified. I mean, you know, they, as it is, a lot of them are struggling and to keep their head above water. It's very quiet. You know, we're very much a tourist town here. And but I have to say that our high street is actually thriving compared to most cities. It hasn't, you know, people come here for particularly, you know, for crystals and for spiritual things. And basically they're horrified because business rates would go up. And also, you know, there's likely to be tourist taxes added on to everything. So, you know, they're not happy at all. So, you know, it would have a big impact on them as
So it's
well.
like it's a whole like globalist bureaucracy. I mean, you know, the United Nations has run out of New York and Geneva, isn't it? I mean, it's what
Absolutely.
right do they have to come into Glastonbury, a small town in England, and say, well, this is what we want to do, and then if you don't like it, well, you know, tough luck. Businesses will close. People might, you know, find that rents are going up and all these kind of
Exactly.
things that
We've
happen.
looked into it. Rents would go up 20 to 25%. We've been looking at examples all over the world. But when we listen to the councillors in their meetings, all they do seem to do is just have disdain for us and use words like erroneous, that we are misinformed, we're uninformed, and there is no, you know, they talk about in-depth collaboration and all of these things on when you look on their websites, but they're not doing any of the things that they're claiming that they're doing. So they've got £30,000 in the pot for this, and we've made it very clear that over 80% of us clearly don't want this. So
And
I
yet
find it
that's even
unbelievable.
more money. That's a huge amount of money. And what you're saying there is the absolute disdain which they treat people,
It's
ordinary people who actually vote for them, to be on the council, saying, "Oh, you don't agree? That's misinformation. You're uninformed. You're ignorant." I absolutely
It's
hate
shocking.
this from the
It's absolutely
councillors.
so the way that they smear people, it's just bully tactics actually. And I'm not prepared to be bullied over this because I've been researching it now for 3 months and it's horrific what they are. There is actually a word called UNESCOcide, which has been termed as a, you know, how it actually impacts on, they call them the host community. And very often the residents have to leave the town. You know, it just is like a mass exodus. And the consultants talk about the right tourists coming in. And also the mayor on this town is also taking a stand, and I don't know whether that's the correct thing to do, and saying that, you know, it would bring a lot of prosperity here and it would bring pride to our town, and saying that it's a bit of a Disneyland. Well, I think it would be more of a Disneyland if we're getting coach loads of tourists coming in. And just, you know, on whistle stop tours like is happening in Stonehenge, and people won't be engaging in the town like they do now. It's mostly pilgrims and it's people who are, you know, coming for spiritual purposes, and you know, which we
I
like,
went to
you
Glastonbury,
know.
you know, in the whole days of the lockdown and in the injections and the COVID era. I went to speak at a freedom rally in Glastonbury in August 2021, and you know, it was one of the best days that I had in that whole period. I remember going and speaking, and you know, everybody was very, very polite. They listened intently, but they were very, very respectful. You know, I'm a Christian, so you know, I don't, you know, I'm spiritual, but I don't share the same beliefs as, you know, many of the people in the town who, you know, looking at other things. But they were very respectful of me, to share my faith, and they listened. I remember, and that, you know, what we had in common was that we believe in freedom. We believe in, you know, individuality, of, you know, that everyone's got the right and the freedom they should have to meet, to go out, to assemble, to trade, to run their business, and don't want to be affected by these massive globalist, you know, schemes and agendas and corporations. Because the thing is, with here, you know, Glastonbury, it is a lovely, beautiful town. It really is. And you've got all kinds of, you know, really interesting businesses there. But a lot of them would close because they put the
Yes,
rates up,
exactly.
they put regulations up,
Yeah,
and then they would
very
all
much so.
leave. And then you know, you get global corporations coming in. You know, you get a Starbucks and whatever. Or it's McDonald's and this kind of thing. And then Glastonbury would just end up being like every other, you know, homogenized city in the world. We don't want that.
Exactly. It's very unique as it is. I mean, I did leave Glastonbury for 10 years and I was drawn back to come here because it is a town of free thinkers. It is op a lot of open-minded people and people of something. I think there are something like 40 faiths here, and we have unity events which celebrates the diversity. So it's one of our phrases is unity through diversity here, you know, and that's what we are thriving. That's how we are thriving. So, you know, one of our main resources, okay, we have these wonderful sacred sites, and UNESCO are saying it would be a Glastonbury tour and the abbey that would be that they would be sort of controlling it, if you like. They're not using that word, but that we immediately sort of see that as it is now, we have the Glastonbury tour and we can go up for celebrations when there's no, you know, there's no fee to go up. But obviously, you know, there's a lot of fear around what's happened in places like Venice, where they've brought in, you know, they've brought in turnstiles, they've brought in tourist taxes, all of those things. And also, you know, we've managed to stave off the 5G here as well. So surveillance and all of, if you look at UNESCO's website, it's very technocracy. So, you know, very sort of for all of that as well. So, you know, that on so many levels, on the spiritual level, on the political level, you know, people are sort of like all disagree, you know, not wanting it. And despite all that, I find it incredulous that they're ploughing ahead with this 30,000 and with this group. And not only that, I'll just add one other thing. They're using also the media, the local papers as a mouthpiece. So there was one article in November, which was actually echoing our concerns as residents and saying that we had this concern, and it had a link to my petition. And then there was a follow-up article that was basically, you know, sort of justifying from one of the councillors, justifying what they're doing. So I find that quite terrifying that that also the local media are also being manipulated by them. So
It is, it's just a smaller example of what's going on all over the world, and the powers that be, they've basically taken over and captured the mainstream parties, and then they act in concert with the mainstream media or even local media in order to push the same message. So you get the parties and the media, they're working in lockstep together. And is the but the majority of ordinary people don't want this, but they don't have a voice. And they do have a voice here on Right Thing TV. But what my solution to this is that we have to become the councillors. You know, we cannot leave decisions up to Tory, Labour, Lib Dem, Green parties that are pushing all of this. And as you said, there's a majority of Green councillors on Glastonbury Town Council. But you see the same kind of things happening, whether it's Labour, Tory, Lib Dem councils. You know, it doesn't matter which one of those four parties is in charge of a particular council. They'd pretty much be doing the same thing. And they will be hammering residents, hammering local businesses in order to bring in schemes which benefit globalists and big business, big corporations at the expense of local people. And I think it's terrible. So, in what you're doing is fantastic in challenging the council, but we all need to get active and become the councillors ourselves. I mean, is there any opportunity for you and other people to actually get positions on the council to take over the council, and then you can stop these kind of things from happening?
No, I think it's given me an incentive actually to get. I mean, my father was a politician, and for many, you know, so I kind of see how politics works, if you know what I mean. And he challenged a lot of politics where he was growing up in South Africa. And I think, you know, if you do sort of sit back and do nothing, then you're kind of like you're saying that that's okay. You're actually buying into it. So when people see one person standing up, it encourages others. So yeah, I think it's a really important thing, really important to do that. And I've learned so much in the last 3 months. I've learned so much about myself, about the community that I live in, how things are work, how things work, but how they, you know, are so corrupt. They're just systemically so corrupt. And I can kind of see how these things have just sort of become almost commonplace. Like not that people accept it, but people are not actually challenging it properly, you know, and we need to. We really do need to.
It's hard because you don't know if you've not been involved in politics before, you don't know how things work. So they've got an advantage because they've got party machines to help them to get them elected and then to manipulate people and to pretend that they're on their side when actually they're not and push through all of these kind of things. But we all need to get more aware of how politics works and then take over because otherwise we're just going to keep on getting what we've already got. You know, as Edmund Burke said, all it takes for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing, and of course, good women as well today to join the good men in doing things. But you know, Amanda, you're doing great work just in challenging the councils. I hope that you can get active and actually become a councillor as well at some point, so that then you have the power to stop this. But in the meantime, you have set up a petition, which is a good thing. Can you tell us a bit more about that and where that is and how people can sign it?
It's on change.org, and it's entitled "Stop World Heritage Status for Glastonbury," and we've just tipped over 1,000 signatures now. But we also are doing paper signatures for those people who aren't online as well. So yeah, you can find it on org. Sorry, change.org.
Yeah,
So
fantastic.
yeah, and I could put a link underneath as well, underneath this interview.
Yeah,
So
I will put a
yeah.
link in the
Fantastic.
video platforms and on Right Thing TV. I'll put the link there. So when you watch this, you can sign up to that petition as well against this
Totally.
globalist takeover of Glastonbury, because we don't want there to be restrictions on places where there are no restrictions to go at the moment. And we don't want more
Exactly.
regulations that are going to destroy small businesses, rip the heart out of another English town, just like many towns have had their heart destroyed by
Exactly.
globalist politicians and their minions already. And we certainly don't want local residents to be priced out of living in their own town. So, look,
Exactly.
Amanda, thank you so much for joining me and coming on the
Thank
show
you.
and
Oh,
talking
thank
about
you,
this. It's a
David.
really important issue, and it relates to, I am sure, many people in many other towns and cities can relate to what's going on as well. Thank you so much,
And I
Amanda.
hope it'll encourage others to stand up as well. So thank you for the opportunity to interview me, and thank you so much for doing this. Thank you. And for all you do, David, you're a real credibility to our country, and I know a lot of people really admire you. So anyway, we've all got to stand up, we've all got to do our bit, haven't we?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Amanda. It's really
Thank
great to
you,
have you on the
David.
show. And for
Thank
my
you.
viewers, thank you for watching the first episode in the new iteration of the David
Exciting.
Curtin Show.